It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are learning about healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28, and Mark chapter 7, starting from 24. The story is given about one Greek lady. Now this lady comes and follows Jesus Christ. The Word of God says that Jesus Christ and His disciples, they had some secret meeting with somebody, and they were going to his house, and he did not want anybody to see him. But somehow this lady saw Jesus Christ, and she followed him. And she started crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But Jesus did not answer a word. Jesus kept on walking. But this lady kept on crying and shouting that her daughter is demon-possessed. The disciples were annoyed and said to Jesus, "Let this lady go. Do something for her." But Jesus said to his disciple, "I have sent to the lost sheep of Israel." That means Jesus Christ came first to the Jewish people because they were lost and they were going astray. So Jesus Christ came to his own. The Word of God says, John chapter 1 verse 11, it says, "He came to his own and they received him not." But still he sent his disciples. Matthew chapter 10, 12 disciples, apostles he sent. And then Luke chapter 10, 70 more disciples he sent. When he sent his disciples, he said to them, "Do not go anywhere else, but go to the lost sheep of Israel." So Jesus Christ was trying to teach the disciples. Important thing is this: we have to bring Jewish people, Israeli people, to God. That's why he said, "I am sent to the lost sheep of Israel." And the lady heard it. When she heard it, she knew that Jesus Christ's mission is for Jewish people first and then Gentiles. So she came and fell on Jesus' feet. She started worshiping him and started saying, "Lord, please help me." Now just think, Jesus Christ was going in a hurry. She started shouting. Disciples wanted to let her go away, but Jesus said, "No, my job is to do the ministry to the Israeli people." When hearing this, people will say Jesus Christ is prejudiced. He doesn't have compassion. Why is he saying this? But Jesus Christ wanted these people to know he came as a prophet to the Israeli people. But the same Jesus said to his disciples, you will receive the Holy Spirit, and you will be my witnesses, starting from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world, that you read in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. From that we know Jesus Christ was not prejudiced. But here we see, this lady was not angry. She was not saying, why I'm not important? I'm also a human being. But she said, have mercy on me. And she started falling on his feet and crying. Then Jesus said to her, it is not good to take the children's bread and give it to the little dogs. Now, if anyone hears this, they are going to say Jesus Christ is calling this lady dog. But he was just giving an example. You cannot take the children's bread and give it to the dog, means children are hungry, feed them first. But this lady was not angry. She was not insulted. She said, you know, you are saying truth. That's okay. But let me tell you, from the master's table, some crumbs falls, and the puppy eats those crumbs. So let me eat the crumbs. Give the bread to children of Israel. Can I have a crumb? What Jesus Christ said, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Can you imagine? This lady was not offended. She was not angry. She was not frustrated. She had one thing in her mind, that I believe Jesus Christ has power to cast the demon out of my daughter, because her daughter was tormented. And so she wanted an answer. But Jesus Christ said, you have a great faith. Let it be according to your desire. Whatever you have desired in your heart will be done. And the word of God says that lady went home. And Mark says, when she went home, she saw her daughter lying on the bed, completely normal, and the demon was out of that girl. Do you have any desire? Do you want Jesus Christ to do some miracle for you? Think about this lady. She had a hard time with her daughter. And then when she came, she had so many obstacles. But she didn't give up. She said, I am going to get answer from Jesus Christ. And she received her answer. Sometime you go to church, convention, prayer meeting, and your prayer is not answered. Then what happens? You think that God doesn't care, the people do not care, and you get frustrated. Think about this lady. She had so many obstacles, but she said in her heart, I'm not going to let this bother me. And she got answer. Why don't you call upon Jesus? Jesus is the loving, kind, and compassionate person. He knows your trials and tribulations. He knows your problems. He wants to help you. Call upon him. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, give me grace to live a clean and holy life. I commit my life into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, your sins are forgiven and you are a child of God. See what Jesus Christ said. We cannot take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. The people who are not born again, not saved, they are considered as dogs. But once you are born again, child of God, you are a child of God. And the healing is children's bread. Now if you ask anything to God, He will hear your prayer, because you asked Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and come into your heart. He is your Lord and He is your Savior. Now you could call the Father, Abba, Father. And now God is going to answer our prayers. Let's pray. Put your hand on your body, or put your hand on someone you want that person to be healed. See, this lady could not bring her child. Maybe that girl was giving her a hard time. So she kept the girl at home and she came herself. But she got her answer. If your loved ones, they are not with you and you are concerned about them, God can heal them wherever they are. The Word of God says, Psalm 107 verse 20, He says, I will send my word and heal them, deliver them, and set them free. So God is going to answer our prayers. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 says, two people agree on earth, He will hear our prayer. Do you believe that? If you believe it, let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I bring these people to you. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. No matter what kind of sickness and disease they have, there is nothing impossible with you. I commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.